Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Lamed, and we are broadcasting now that hopefully we're settled in Camp Kaylee, and we are on Chav Tesma Beis. We'll get onto a regular schedule. We are second to last skinny line on Chav Tesma Beis. That's where we will be beginning from. We're in the middle of the sugya as we continue here in the third parak of Maseches Baba Kama. So, the Gemara here in the third parak is talking about Bor and Shor and other Avos Nezikin, and the Gemara quoted a Machlokes Amoraim up top on Chav Tesma Beis about Hamafkir Nezakav. If somebody is Mafkir, a dangerous item in the street, Mafkir Nezakav, I put something, I put a knife in the street, and then I make it Hefker, I have a boar, which is inherently ownerless. So what's the halacha there? So we quoted a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. One of them saying chayav and one of them saying pater. We're just not sure who says what. So at this stage, we think that Rabbi Elazar is the one that says pater, because Rabbi Elazar has the statement in the name of Rabbi Yishmael that was a little about halfway down the line of Shnei Dvarim in Einam Bershusan Shal Adam. There are two items that are not in the Rishus of a person, Va'asan Akasav Ki'ilu Hein Bershuso. The Torah considers it as if it is in the person's Rishus. One of them is Bor Bershus Arabim, which is our context, and the other one is Chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach, it's impossible to own Chametz on Pesach, but I only violate by your Rabbi Matzah if I own Chametz on Pesach. So how could I ever violate by your Rabbi Matzah? That's the Chiddush HaTorah, that even if I don't own it, it's as if I owned it. So we quoted that in the name of Rabbi Elazar. So he said, oh, so Rabbi Elazar must be the one that says Chayiv. If you're Mafkir Nizakov, you're Chayiv, right? That is this case. It's not really in your Rishus. And if Rabbi Elazar says Chayiv, Rabbi Yochanan must be the one that says Pater. So that's what we're up to right now, says the Gemara on the second to last skinny line. When we do Rabbi Elazar Amar Chayiv, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater. Since Rabbi Elazar says Chayiv, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says Pater. So the Gemara says, does that really work? Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say Mafkir Nizakov Patur, that if somebody makes odorless their dangerous item, they're going to be Patur Vahatzan? But the Mishnah says, which Mishnah? The Mishnah that we're going to have on our daf in a couple of minutes, Ezus Hashem. But first we have it quoted here. Hamatznia es hakotz ve'es hazachuchis. If somebody in their own rishus puts away a dangerous item, a thorn, a piece of glass, I put it away and I do what I'm supposed to do. Guard it. V'hagoder gidra b'kotzim, or I make a fence in my rishus of thorns, the gather shenafel rishus harabim. But if a huzak bohen acher chayev benisko, in all of these cases, if I'm matzniya, if I have a thorn, if I have glass, if I have a fence, if I leave them in a public area and it damages the huzak bohen acher, or the fence falls down, chayev benisko, so then I'm chayev because that was my property that damaged in Rishus HaRabim. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, lo shanu ela b'mafriach. This is only, when am I chayev, if I am mafriach. What does that mean? If I have the dangerous item sticking out into the street, and in that way it damages someone. Avo b'mitzam, same pater. But if I do it in my own Rishus, so then I'm going to be pater. It's not my fault. If I have a broken shard on my property in my rishus, nobody's supposed to come onto my property. And somebody does, I'm going to be putter. So now the Gemara says, Mitzam say my time a putter. So why exactly are you putter? Rabbi Yochanan has this statement, Mafriach is chayiv, if I put it into the street sticking out, but if I'm mitzam say into my own rishus, so then I'm going to be putter. So why am I putter there? So ask the Gemara, Mitzam say my time a putter, lav mishum, isn't it because the Havile Barber Shuso, isn't it because it is considered a bar in my Rishus, and I'm not responsible for a bar in my Rishus, I'm Pater for a bar in my Rishus. Michlal, but what does that imply? That if it's a bar not in my Rishus, only a bar in my Rishus is Pater. If it's a bar not in my Rishus, Michlal de Chiyuva de Bar Birishus Arabimu. But if the bar is not in my Rishus, I would be Chayiv, meaning a bar in the street, a bar that I don't own. A bar that I don't own, that's a case of Mafkir Nizakov. Who's talking here? Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Chayiv, if you have a bar in the street. But what do you mean? We just thought Rabbi Yochanan was the one that says Pater, because Rabbi Elazar is the one that says Chayiv. Alma Mafkir Nizakov Chayiv? Question mark. So we're stuck. We have a Mesorah that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan have a Machlokas about Mafkir Nizakov, and here we have both of them holding Mafkir Nizakov Chayiv. Answers the Gemara, lo. Really, la'olam e'malacha mafkin ezakav pater. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan really holds pater by mafkin ezakav. Aye, but we have the misimpression then. We have the impression here that if you have a bar in your rishus, you're going to be pater. Bar outside your rishus, you're going to be chayiv. So what do you mean, mavkir nizakav is going to be pater? Says the Gemara, there's a different reason why mitzamsem is pater. Mitzamsem, my time a pater. Why is the mitzamsem? If I have a dangerous fence, but I put it 4 feet back into my rishus, I'm going to be pater if somebody gets damaged on that. Not because, says the Gemara, what we thought, that if you do it in your rishus, it's pater. No, different reason. Mishum to itmer Allah, amar vacha breder of yika, lefi she'ein darkan shel b'nei adam, l'schachech b'ksalim. It is not the normal behavior of people to walk so close to a wall to rub against it, and then get damaged by it. So if they do that, so they're doing something unusual, they're doing something strange, it's not my fault, it's not the derech b'nei adam to rub against the walls. And therefore, the chiyuv, Rashi adds, third to last line, umafriya chayru time of the chayiv. So why if I stick it out towards the street of my chayiv? People don't walk against walls. So why am I chayiv? Shahare mamono hu velo hifkiran. It's because it's my item in the street. If I'm mafker an item in the street, so it's not going to be, I'm not going to be chayiv for that. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds according to this version. But here we're talking about if you have something sticking in the street, that's yours. You are a mafker then. That's not mafker nezakav, that's your nezakav. So your nezak, and that's why you're going to be chayiv. Because you are mafriach et lemakom mahalech b'nei adam. So that's what we are up to now. There's more to talk about people walking next to walls, Ben Hashem, but we will leave that for where it comes up in a couple of moments in the middle of tomorrow's daf. There's what to say about that in terms of halacha l'maisa. Okay, but let's first continue and finish this section. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi. So now, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that? So we think we have an answer. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says mafkir nezakav is pater. Rabbi Elazar says chayev based on the din of Rabbi Yishmael. Shnei d'varmeinu b'shus hashaladam. So does Rabbi Yochanan really hold this? But hamar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kistam mishnah. But Rabbi Yochanan holds the halacha is like anonymous mishnah. It's like many hold. The halacha, when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was so same, without a name, so we hold like that, that's why he didn't put a name into the Mishnah, because he wanted it to be accepted, Kestam Mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that way, but en vitznan, but we learned later on, in the Mishnah, it's about bor, hachofer bor b'rishus harabim, v'nafal letocho shor hachamor, if I dig a bor, I dig a hole in the street, and an ox falls in, a donkey falls in, v'meis, and the animal dies, chayiv. 1 second. That's a bar in the street. I don't own that bar. I can't own that bar. Rabbi Yochanan says, chayiv. What do you mean? I thought Rabbi Yochanan holds mafkir nezakav is pater, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the case of the Torah, where bar is mentioned, is not a case where it's ownerless. So back to the question. They both say chayiv. How could we have a misara that one says chayiv and one says pater? So the Gemara goes back on what it said earlier. El Oli Olam, really, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds bar b'rishus harabim. That's not owned by you is chayiv. Umid Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Rabbi Elazar Amar Pater. And if Rabbi Yochanan was the one that says chayiv, so we have to switch our Mesorah, Rabbi Elazar must be the one that says Pater. V'yamar Rabbi Elazar, Bishum Rabbi Yishmael, Chulu. Aye, but didn't we have the big statement yesterday in the middle of the Amud? Rabbi Elazar, the name of Rabbi Yishmael, two things are not Pershus HaShal Adam, right? The statement that comes up twice in Shas, Psachim Davav, Babakama Chavtes. That statement comes up by Bar, it comes up by Chametz. So Rabbi Elazar says that if you're mafkir, nizakav, you're chayiv. Answer, lo kasha, hadidei hadarabe. There he's talking in the name of his Rebbe. There he's not saying his own statement. Rabbi Elazar himself holds like Rabbi Yochanan. They both say mafkir, nizakav, is chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan holds chayiv, Rabbi Elazar holds pater. That which he said earlier about shnei dvarim shel adam, ina b'rishus shel adam, that was not reflecting his own opinion, that was reflecting his Rebbe's opinion. Right, what does the Gemara say? Rabbi Elazar b'shem, Rabbi Yishmael, and therefore there's no stira. Rabbi Elazar himself could say, mafka nezaka pater, even though his Rebbe says chayiv. Some of the Achronim point out, it's not really his Rebbe. Rabbi Yishmael was much earlier than Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar never met Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Elazar, the name of Rabbi Yishmael, is saying the Misara that he has from previous generations. He's quoting Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Doesn't mean that he's quoting Mamish, his Rabbi's opinion. He could quote, you know, a couple of generations earlier. That's what Rabbi here means. That's what's pointed out by some of the Achronim. One second, let me quote right? He quotes, that's what the Yad Malachi. Yad Malachi is the encyclopedic Talmudic work. So he quotes, it's a classic Yad Malachi comment. Afilu Rabbi Elazar Amora, lo Raz Rabbi Yishmael. V'yimkin lo hay Rabbi Bechla. We're talking about Rabbi Elazar, not the Tana, right? We're talking about the one that argues with Rabbi Yochanan. So even though he never saw him, Karlo Agamara Rabbo Mishum Sha'amar Shmuazet Mipif, because he said this in the name of the Rebbe. Okay, let's continue now with today's daf. Here we go on top. Hashovech Mayim Bershus Arabim. Somebody pours water into the street. All of these cases. Remember the first case in the first couple of cases in the parak here were about somebody tripped. Somebody's walking and the barrel breaks. So all types of having items in the street that people get damaged from. That's what this parak is about. Parak Haminiach Esakad. So here we go. Habashavech Mayim Bershus Arabim. Behuzak Bohen Acher Chayev Benisko. Somebody pours water into the street. Who's like when Acher, somebody else trips on them, Chayev Benizko, so I'm Chayev to pay for his damages. He tripped on the water that I put into the street. Case one. Case two, we just had this. Hamatznia esakotz ve'esazachuchis va'goder esgidro bekotzim. Somebody has a dangerous item, a thorn, a piece of glass, a fence with thorns, the geder shenafal rishus arabim. In all these cases, if they end up in the street, v'huzku b'hen acherim Chayev Benizkan. And then, if they end up and somebody gets damaged from them, then I'm chayv. So, Amar Rav. So now we have a machlokas that came up 2 days ago. But here we have it on the Mishnah that it's about. Amar Rav. Lo shanu. What is the case where if I poured water into the street, somebody gets damaged from it, I'm chayv. Lo shanu. Rav has a limitation. Lo shanu ala denitznifu kela b'mayim. That's only if somebody's clothing gets dirty from the water. Somebody trips, their clothing gets ruined because of the water. The water, I'm responsible for the water. I put that water into the street. And therefore, if their clothing gets ruined from the water, so I'm going to be chayiv. Aval hu atzmo patur. But if somebody trips on the water and breaks their leg? Chas v'shalom. So says Rav, chidish gadol. I'm going to be patur in that case. Karka olam izikaso. What actually gave him the damage? What actually broke his arm? The ground. The ground's not me. The water's me. The water that I put there caused him to slip and fall onto the ground, but it's the ground that damaged him. Of course, that's usur, as we're going to see soon. It's usur, but that's grama. As we've had already a couple of times in this pesachta, the three categories of hezek, maisi, ashir, direct damage, I smash something of yours. The other extreme is grama, where indirectly I'm responsible, but in halacha, you would be, that might be usur, but you're not going to be chayiv for that. Not every case that is usur, I'm going to be chayiv b'tashlumin for. And then you have the case in the middle, which came up in Tosfos about a week or two ago, and that's garmi. Garmi, which is somewhere in the middle of a direct act and an indirect act. It's, as we'll see later on in the Masechta, it has some direct ingredients and some non-direct ingredients. So for example, if I, the Gemara's case of, I burn up or I rip up a shtar that says Reuven owes you $1 million. So I didn't damage $1 million of yours, but I destroyed the proof that you have to collect $1 million directly. But it wasn't direct damage of your property. So that's one of the examples of garmi somewhere in the middle. But either way, Rav here says that if the water is in the middle, if I put the water in the street, so the clothing is going to, to be chayav for, but not for himself. Hu atzmo pater for his damages, karka olam his ikasa. That's the chiddush of Rav. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna l'Rav. Rav Huna asked Rav, wait a minute. Lo ye el karifsho. You poured water onto the street. So what happened? It's probably mixed in with the dirt and now it's mud. So it's still not attached to the ground. It's dirt. So why aren't you responsible for that mud? It should be considered yours and you should be chayav for that. Look at Rashi for a moment. Third line. Vishalohu. And the mud should be considered yours. Midumuki la batinuf kalim. From the fact, what are we talking about here? We're talking about clothing getting damaged. It must then be your, it must be you weren't mafker the water. Why? Because remember we've had often already the p'tur of kalim babor. Right? Bor is chayav for animals. Bor is not chayav for kalim. That's one of the p'turim we had back in the first parak. And more recently as well. So if Rav is talking about clothing or kalim getting damaged, it must be that it's not a bor that you are mafker, because then you'd be putter for kalim. So it must be a case where it's still yours, you retain ownership of the water somehow, you're going to use it to wash off your muddy shoes, whatever it is. So it must be the case we're talking about, it's still yours. Michlal de lo afkere de habar lo chiyav bo kalim. And therefore, ask the Gemara, if it's still yours, and it's your water, meaning it's your mud, so why aren't you chayav for the person? Right? It shouldn't be totally on the ground. Says the Gemara, mi savres de lo tamu maya. What, you think we're talking about a case here where the water has not been finished, meaning totally absorbed into the ground? But the tamu maya, there's no mud here, because the water is already being absorbed into the ground. That's why you're not going to be responsible, Rav says. The Rashba points out here, not totally in the ground, absorbed, because then, of course, you're not responsible. It's not there anymore. Right? We can't be make you responsible for anything. But it's mostly, or first Tosfos, before the Rashba. Tosfos in the middle of Bidasamu. V'yesh l'omer delo tomu kolkach, shelo yadayin ru'uyin l'shum davar. It's not that it's totally not there, because then, of course, there's nothing to retain ownership of. Of course, you were automatically mafker. It doesn't exist anymore, right? The Rashba, lo de lo tamu maya da dain slulamein vein kan rivsho elameimav. No, the case is where it's not mud. That's the important hara of the Gemara is. So that's why Rav says the case of the Mishnah again, where somebody trips on my water in the street and they get damaged. I'm chayev. That's only by their clothing, not on the person. Again, it's a terrible thing to do. We're not saying that you're a great tzaddik, but it is something that you're not going to have to pay for damages for. Says the Gemara now, Vitarti Lamali. So now, if this is how Rav interprets the Mishnah, that it's talking about damaging clothing, so then why do I need this here if I already had an earlier Mishnah in the Parak that tells me the exact same thing, Chaf Chesam and Aleph on the bottom, the last Mishnah we had. According to Rav, that's the exact same halacha is being taught. Nishbra Kado versus Arabim. Somebody's cod breaks. Somebody trips on the water, so they're going to be chayy for the kalim, for the clothing. So what do we need two statements for? So chadi mosachama v'chadi mosak shamim. Says the Gemara, you need one for the summer season, one for the rainy season. You need to tell me both chiyuvim. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, we had it back in the first parak. Kol elu sha'amru poskin b'bosayin v'garfin ma'arosayin. All of those that Chazal said that one is allowed to empty out their gutters or their roofs into the street, in the summer they're not allowed to, right? The grounds are dry, people are walking around. You can't put like water and garbage in the street then. In the rainy season, everybody knows it's muddy, you gotta be careful. So that's where you can empty out your gutters into the street. But says, even though that's true, even though it is, they have permission to do that in the rainy season, they would still be chayiv if somebody gets damaged from them. So, says the Gemara, you need two Mishnayos, according to Rav, one to tell me that in the rainy season you're allowed to do it, one to tell me in the rainy season you're chayiv, one to tell me in the summer season you're going to be chayiv. The Nemuki Yosef here quotes what the Gemara most of the time says, and that is, so what's the chiddush of each one? What would I have thought otherwise that, the Mishnah is telling me, even in the summer season this is the halacha, even in the rainy season, says the Nemuki Yosef, here in Daf Yudalar and Aleph, if you only had this halacha. Again, what's the halacha? I pour my water into the street. I'm chayiv on somebody's clothing if they trip on it, but not on their person. So Rav says there are two Mishnayos teaching me that. So what do you need both for? If I only had the one in the summer, there I'm chayiv to pay because I didn't have rishus to pour the water in the first place. Less the Harashusa, as we just explained. But Mosak Shamin, but in the rainy season, what did we just say? Poskin people saying, right? But Garvin Mar saying, you're allowed to do that. So you might have thought, hey, if you're allowed to do it, you're going to be putter if somebody gets trips on it. Kamashvel, and that's the Chiddush. Sometimes things are mutter to do, but you're responsible. You're taking a chance if somebody trips on it. So that's the Chiddush of the Mosak Shamin. You're allowed to do it, but you're going to be chayiv to pay for it, which is fascinating. We've discussed this often already, but there are two different ideas. There's an isser of hezek, and then there's a chayiv to pay. They don't always go together. This is a perfect example. There's no isser, but you're chayiv to pay. Right? The case of pouring the gutters into the street in the rainy season, you're allowed to do that. But if somebody trips on it, you're going to be chayiv to pay. That's an example of mutter, but chayiv. What's the opposite example we had a couple of minutes ago? Grumma. Grumma is usser. Pashas, Garmin B'ni Zakin is Pater, but it doesn't mean it's Mutter to do. It's Pater to pay. So that's an example where it's Usser to do something, but you're not going to be Chayiv to pay. So we have the two opposites of the Isser Hezek and the Chayiv to pay for Hezek. We have the case of Grama, and we have this case. So that's one side. What do you need? What the Chiddush of Yimosak Shamim? Says the Nemuka Yosef, Yeshmin and Yimosak Shamim, and if you only have the Yimosak Shamim Mishnah, Hava Mina Yimosak Shamim Udolo Machayiv, Elahecha de Shavek Bekavana. I would have thought, you know why you're chayev there? Because you dafka had kavana and you threw your water out to the street. Aval yemosa chama, afilu shloba kavana nami chayev. But yemosa chama, what if I have a leak from my air conditioning that goes into onto the sidewalk? And then somebody trips, I didn't even know about it. Right? Maybe I shouldn't even be chayev then because I didn't put the water into the street. It happened there itself. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of Yemosak Chama. You still only chayev if you actually poured the water. That's the Nebuka Yosef's Ha'ara, which the Gemara often does, but here he does it for us. Good. Vayter. Hamatnias Hakotz V'chulu. About a third of the way down. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now we're getting back to what we had on the previous Amud. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lo Shanu Ela Mafriach. When am I chayiv if I have a dangerous item that goes into the street? B'mafriach. If I have it sticking into the street, so and then somebody gets damaged by it, so that's when there's a chayiv. Aval b'mitzamtzim, the bachiyad's in potter. Aval b'mitzamtzim, if I have a danger, if let's say I have a fence that has thorns on it, but I put it 2 feet into my own yard, I'm not going to be chayiv for that. I'm going to be potter. Potter. So the Gemara says, why? My time up. And it means, if it's in the street, even if it's sticking out a little bit from the fence, but if it's in my yard, I'm not going to be responsible for it. Says the Gemara, my time up, Pater, Amar Vacha Breder of Ika, as we said earlier, which wasn't even the Maskana, but we're saying it now. Lefishein Darkan Shabane Adam Leschachich Beksalim. It's not normal for people to walk up against the walls. People walk in the middle of the sidewalk. They don't get squished against the walls. So if they do that, so that I'm not going to be chayiv for that. Besides the fact, as the Gemara said earlier, that it's in my reshus. Separate from that reason, but it's not normal for people to walk up against the walls, and that's why I'm not going to be responsible. If you look here in the Kovetz Biurim, in the Rabbi Chanan in the second volume, in the back of the Kovetz Biurim, he has Kovetz Biurim, a couple of Ha'aras on each, a couple of miscellaneous Mesachlis. So if you look there in Oz Tezayin here on Baba Kama, he says, wait a minute, why is it that over here, if somebody does something strange, I'm going to be putter. Because I'm not responsible for that. There's a Gemara later on, he quotes, that if I, let's say, cover up a bar, there's a hole in the street and I cover it up, and that cover is strong enough, if oxen would walk by, the ox would not fall through, and I'm not going to be chayef. But it's not strong enough for a camel walking by. If a camel would walk by, a camel's going to fall in. And camels are not shchiach. It's not a case where camels are very common. It's a case in the city where there are oxen. Says the Gemara, if a camel walks by, I'm chayiv. I have to be nervous about it. 1 second, ask Rabbi Chanan, why is it that over here, I don't have to expect people to walk right next to walls, and if they do, I'm putter. But over there, I don't have to expect camels to walk by, and if camels walk by, I'm going to be chayiv. Right? So what's the difference? Says Rabbi Chanan, there, it must be that people walking next to walls is even more of an ones gamur than camels walking by. That's what he says. By a camel walking by, says Rabbi Chanan, it is a mazik. The bor is a mazik. It's just an unusual type of mazik that it might not, you know, cause damage on camels. So I'm still responsible somewhat in certain cases. Over here, he quotes this from Rav Shimon Shkap. He quotes this from Rav Shimon HaKohen Shlita, who was alive at the time when he wrote this. He says, when it comes to a person, aval hada in darka shem ne'adam l'schachay b'ksalam ha ve'ones gomor, v'gam adam ha-mazik miftar b'ki ha-gamna. Even an adam ha-mazik would be putter in this case. We had that machlokas a week or two ago, between Tosfos and the Ramban. Upa ones gomor ein chilek bein sheha ones hu mitzad ha-mazik o mitzad ha-nizak. And when it comes to ones gomor, here, says Rav Chanan, in this case, it's not that you have a mazik that you have to guard. It's not even called a mazik. That's the Chiddush. When you have a boar that's covered up, and it's covered up for this animal and not for that animal, it's a mazik. But the question is, how much do you have to be worried about your mazik causing damage? That's the camels and the donkeys. But when it comes to the case of the wall in your reshus, and people don't walk against the wall, that's not even called a mazik. And therefore, it's onis gamur, and therefore you would not be responsible. That's what Rabbi Elchanan says. Interesting, if you look in the Chashukei Chema here, Rav Zilberstein notes the following case. Fascinating case. Comes up. What happened? Somebody painted their geder. They painted their fence. Fresh paint. But they didn't put a sign up on their fence. And somebody rubbed their arm against the fence. And now they have paint on their shirt and it's totally ruined. It can't come out. Is the owner of the fence responsible? Because he didn't put up a sign. But the fence is in his reshus. So do we say, Ein derech b'nei adam l'schachei piksalim? It comes up halacha l'maisa. V'yechad avar berachov v'tinev es chalifaso b'tzeva v'chalifa yatzim echal shimush is he chayiv? So pashas you would say, b'dine adam, you should be pater. Because UI, for a few reasons. Number one, bor is pater on kalim. Right, this is a bar, right? Bar, bershus harabim, bar if it's public in the street, bar is pater on kalim. What about bidei shamayim? Would you be chai bidei adam and not chai bidei adam because it's tour of bor? What about bidei shamayim? So he said, maybe you should be chai of bidei shamayim because, you know, you left a sign, it's something dangerous, and, you know, people, dangerous for kalim, for clothing, and you should be chai of. But then he says, but wait a minute, our Gemara, people don't walk next to walls. People don't walk next to walls, then maybe you should say that it is a situation where they did something unusual. But then says Rav Zilberstein, Bizman Azeh, people do walk next to walls. People don't like Dafka, stay away. Kayom, Noagim Harbe, Lismochatz, Mamalakosa, Lafush, maybe you lean against the wall to tie your shoe. Right, you lean against the wall to get you just want to go by quickly. I might add, in our day of texting and walking, people sometimes walk and text, that people have no idea where they're walking. So people walk into a tree, people walk into a pole. So that's people do it. So it might be difficult to say that chazaka today of Ein derech b'nei adam l'schachich b'ksalim. So he talks about at the end, what do you say about this case? Then he calls another interesting case. He says often, he says, sometimes people have fences, you have stones, let's say a stone fence about 5 or 6 stones high, and on top of that you have a metal gate. He says, often by bus stops. This is a bus stop, but there's not enough room for everybody to stay in the bus stop. So sometimes if people live behind the bus stop, and there is a stone fence, and there's a gate on top of it, people sit on the stones, leaning up with the back against the fence. So let's say you painted that part of the fence. It's yours, but everybody knows that people sit there. So he says, l'chor, you'd be responsible if you painted that, because you know that everybody sits there. You don't have a chazak of ein derech b'nei adam l'schachei b'ksalim. So anytime it's a case where you know that people would be here or touch this area, then it's your responsibility to put up a sign and to make sure that people don't get damaged. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, where we up to, right in the middle. Tana Rabbanan, hamatznia kotzotzav. If, let's say, somebody has a wall, and I put things into their wall. We know the days of the Gemara, the days of the Mishnah, people used to put items inside walls. Remember the Mishnah at the beginning of Psachim, right? How much do you have to check for chametz? You have to put your hand in as far as you could reach. So they have thick walls, and they used to hide things there. They didn't have desks and dressers like we have. They used to put things inside the walls. So let's say my friend has a wall. I put items in his wall without his knowing about it. So what is the halacha? Uba balakosal v'sasar kosal. Then all of a sudden, unbeknownst to me, he breaks down his wall. V'nafal rishus harabim. And the dangerous items that I hid in his wall fall down into the street and damage. Who's responsible? V'iziku chayiv ha-matznia. The matznia, the one who hid the items, is responsible. Chayiv ha-matznia. Says the Gemara, really? Is that always? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ala b'kosal re'ua. I hid the items, Reuven hid the items at the Shimon's wall. When is Reuven chayiv? That's only if the wall was a kosal re'ua. It was a dilapidated wall, which I should have expected the owner was going to knock down soon. Because, so I'm going to put the dangerous item in, you should know better. Avo bakoso bari. But if it's a thick, serious wall, there's no reason I should think that the owner's going to knock it down anytime soon. Hamatznia pater v'chayev balakosel. The matznia is pater, and the balakosel is chayev. He should have realized that maybe people put things in here. It's a serious wall, and therefore, it's his responsibility. So, difference between kosel ru'u and a kosel bari. Amar Ravina zoso meres. Says Ravina, you know what you see from here? Again, what's the case here? If I put something into your dilapidated wall, I'm chayiv. So what's a similar case, says Ravina Zoso Meretz. Hamachase bora bedolyo shel chavero. I have a bor. I take the cover, a cover that you have. Let's say you have a garbage can. I take the cover of your garbage can, I put it over my bor. So I should realize that you might come take your cover at some point soon. So if I take your cover, and then you came and took your cover back, so chayev balabor. The balabor is going to be chayev in that case. It's my fault. I took your, just like if I put something into your dangerous, I put a dangerous item into your wall that's dilapidated, I should know that it's going to fall down soon. If I take your cover, I should know that you might take your cover soon, and it's my bor. So Gemara says, Pshita. That, you're right, that's also merits, but that's even obvious. That's the exact same case. Why would I have thought differently? So Gemara said, no, there's still a chiddush. Mao de tema hasam hu de lo havi yadele de lo de. By the case of the wall, so I have no idea whose knives these are, whose dangerous items these are, so that's where the matsnia is going to be chayiv and the owner of the wall is going to be putter. Aval hacha di adiale. But over here where I take my cover of the garbage can, I see this, I know whose pit this is. Havile de olodue. I should have let the person know. If and I didn't, the bala bor is not, you should have told me, you know who's responsible for this. So maybe you would have said there, I'm pater, kamash malan. No, even in that case, chayiv. And Tana Rabban in the Gemara even says, chasidim arishonim, hayim matzniyim kotoseyem, uzachusiyoseyem, betosadoseyem. The chasidim rishonim used to hide their dangerous items deep down in their own yard. Dig a hole in their own yard and put it there. Don't put it in walls that might fall down one day. Umamikim lahem gimel tvachim, and they used to dig down three tvachim. Kidei shelo yakev amachresha. So they'll plow. When you're plowing, wouldn't knock into it, and it might come up and damage someone. That's what the chasidim rishonim used to do. Rav Sheshes shadi luhu benura. Rav Sheshes used to burn his dangerous items. Right, that's the ultimate. When there's a dangerous item, to burn it. The Gemara calls elsewhere. That's what chasidim do. The Gemara Maseches Nida that talks about fingernails. Fingernails, they say kabbalistically, are somewhat dangerous. Right, you're supposed to bury them. The best is to burn them. We've quoted in the past from the Zohar that it could be why your fingernails. What is this so dangerous for the fingernails, especially pregnant women? The Gemara says should be careful about walking on fingernails because we said some sources say that before the chait of Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava were covered with a shield, a protective shield. And after they sinned, it was all removed except for the fingernails and the toenails. Right? It's like a shield on top of us. So these fingernails kind of remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of what used to be. And before the Chet of Adam and Chava. That's why it's somewhat dangerous. And that's why it's even more dangerous for the pregnant women, because Chava was the one that brought death to the world. And that's why they even have to be more careful. That's what the Gemara says. We're supposed to burn the fingernails. Bezman Hazeh, the poskim say, can flush them down the toilet. That's what the burn, someone doesn't have to take out a match and start burning their fingernails. Probably more dangerous that way than leaving the fingernails themselves. But again, the flushing them is fine of a kiyum of that. But that's what the Rav Sheshes says. When you have a dangerous item, you burn it. Rava shadi lubadiglas. Rava threw it into the sea. He threw it into the Euphrates. Period. Amar Rav Yehuda. And the Gemara ends off. After we have this chasidim rishonim, Rav Yehuda ends off with the following statement. We quoted this statement back on Daf Beis. Maseches Bava Kama could have started with the following statement. This statement captures the entire Seder, maybe one of the most famous comments in the entire Masechta, in the entire Seder in Ezekiel. And here it is. Amar Rav Yehuda. If you want to be a chasid, what do you have to do? Haiman de boilam evi chasida. Whoever wants to be a chasid, lekayim mili de nezikin. He should fulfill the items of nezikin, which in the smaller context means what we just spoke about, that if somebody has a dangerous item, to bury it in their ground, in the ground. But Rav Yehuda is generalizing it. You should be mekayim mili de nezikin. Rava amar mili de avos. The amrila mili de brachos. Three opinions, what it takes to be a chasid. To be Mekayim, Nezikin, Avos, and Brachos. What are those three? So if you look in the Rashba, the Rashba here says, well, by each of these contexts, we find the word Chassid mentioned in Chazal. Right, if you have right here, you have Chassid mentioned by Nezikin, by burying your items. The Rashba says, by Avos, right, in Pirkei Avos, it says, Sheli Shelcha, V'Shelcha Shelcha, Chassid. You have the language chassid there in Pirkei Avos, and in Brachas, right, the most well-known one, chassidim arishonim, ayishom shalachas, before they're davening, they used to sit, the chassidim arishonim used to sit and the use of David. So the Rashba says you find the word chassid by each of these. If you look at the Nemuki Yosef here says, by each of these, there's so much included in each of the categories. And before we get to Nemuki Yosef, let's go further in history for a second, the Maharsha. The Maharsha says, you know what this Gemara captures? The three areas of our Avodas Hashem. We know we have three areas, Ben Adam L'Chavero, Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Atzmo. Man and his fellow man and God, and man on his own spiritual personality. That's what you have right here. Mili de Nezikin, Ben Adam L'Chavero. Mili de Avos, Perkei Avos, Ben Adam L'Atzmo. Mili de Brachos, Ben Adam L'Makom. Says the Maharsha, these three statements capture all three. Lefishi Ishba Adam B'masav Atovos Gimel Chalakim Tov LaShemayim B'Tov LaBrios B'Tov LaAtzmo. That is what these three. The Kol Echad Mehani Amoroi Nokat Kol Echad Mehani Gimel Mini Chilukim B'Maisim Tovim Shaladam. Right, those are the three categories that we know all the Bali Musar talk about. The Meshech Chachma even says it's alluded to in the pasuk we say twice a day. The Meshech Chachma says B'Chol Avavcha U'B'Chol Nafshecha U'B'Chol Ma'odecha. We say in Shema, says the Meshech Chachma of Meir Simcha in Vayeschanan, Haima deboilam evi chasid alakai mili debrachos. What does he say brachos means? He says that means the intellectual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in Chazal, the lave symbolizes the sichlios, zadvekus v'akarash akobam and Hashem v'ahodai lav. Mili de avos, he says that's tchunos hanefesh, that's b'chol nafshecha. Mili de nezikin, interpersonal, he says, that's b'chol ma'odecha. And he says, how you use your money, how you interpersonally relate to everyone around you, says that's the three in Shema. B'chol nafsha, b'chol vavcha, b'chol nafsha, b'chol ma'odecha. But those are the three. So says the Nemuki Yosef, getting back to him, each of these have so much included. Nezikin, what's included in Nezek? Gezel and Geneva and Ona'ah and Ribis. So much is included in Nezek. Remember we mentioned this back on Daf Beis. Rabbeinu Yonah said, we pointed out that nowhere in the Torah does it say the Isser of damaging. It says you're not allowed to steal. It says you're not allowed to wound. You're not allowed to kill. You're not allowed to kidnap. Nowhere in the Torah does it say it's Usser to be Mazik. So that's a mystery. So the Rishonim discuss, what is the source for the Isser of Hezek? We know there's an Isser of Hezek. Just we know that it has to be. So where is it? So Rabbeinu Yonah says the beginning of Pirkei Avos is included in the Isser of stealing. So Rabbeinu, Nemuki Yosef here also goes on that list. He says, what's included in Nezek? Nezek includes Gezel, Nezek, V'chayotzi Bohen. So much is included in each one. And if somebody wants to be a chassid, they have to do everything that the Torah demands in each context. That is the, that is all. And you think Rabbeinu Chananel, if you look right here on the side, he quotes, where do you see Mili de Avos? He quotes Pirkei Avos. Mili de Brachos, he quotes the Gemara at the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachos. Right, you're not allowed to get benefit from the world without a bracha, and that is why you're a chassid to make a bracha. Asks the Veld, ask the Achronim, what is Rabbeinu Chananel saying? You're a chassid if you make a bracha, because the Gemara says if you don't make a bracha, you're stealing. So why is that if you're a chassid? If you steal, then you're a terrible person. If you don't steal, you're a chassid? No, you're just doing what you're supposed to do. What do you mean a chassid? It sounds like a chassid sounds like going above and beyond what's required. So what does that mean? If you're also lehanas ben olam hazeh below bracha. So the Elio Rabba, one of the Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch, says that no. What does it mean l'kai milu de brachas? And it's based on the Gemara there. You don't rely on just saying shahakol on everything, which be the evident you can. You learn hilchas brachas, and you know this is hadama, this is this, this is that. Right, if somebody doesn't learn Hilchas Bracha and they say it's okay, I'll just say Shehakol, then that's kind of stealing a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the more specific we are in our praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater Shevach there is. Right, if I say Hamotzi Lechem, if I say Bori Pri Ha'etz, Shehakol, okay, you're right, it works, but it's not as great. The more specific one is, that's a greater reflection and of the Hakara that I recognize. We mentioned this in Agada Shiurim in past years, many times, by Dayenu. It says, what's the gavus of Dayenu? Right, we go through, ilu hotzi, ilu this, ilu that, why don't we just say, Hashem, thanks for everything. Amazing. No, what is Dayenu? Thank you for the mun, and thank you for Shabbos, and thank you for the Torah, and thank you for, Og Melech HaBashan, and thank you for, what do we go through? So the Bali Musar explain, because the more specific we are in Hakara, the deeper the recognition is. I'm at somebody's house. Oh, the food was great. That's what? No. The potato kugel was amazing and the chicken was so tasty. And the more specific I am, the more that reflects a recognition and a thanking. That's Dayenu. And that's exactly what is said by the Achronim here when I don't just rely on Shahakol, but I know the exact praise that I should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, there's a lot more there on that line, but we'll leave it for now and we will continue. But again, that's a great line to remember. You want to be a chassid, all three areas, not marsha. That's a take-home marsha, bava kama daf lamed. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. Hamotzi estibna vakasha l'rishas harabim lizvalim. Somebody puts their straw out to the street, lizvalim. Right, they want their straw to become fertilizer. They want people to walk on it, and eventually it will become compost, and then they'll use it. V'huzak v'hen acher. The wall is out in the street. Somebody trips on it. Chayev benisko. I'm still chayev. I put it out there, and somebody trips on it. I'm going to be chayev. Chalakodem en zacha. Interestingly, though, if somebody takes the straw while it's out there, they could take it. Zacha. They could go and take it, because basically, we'll see in the Gemara, it might be a knas derabanan. It's hefker. You want to go take it, but you put it in the street. So it is hefker. Right? So I'm chayev for it, even though somebody's able to take it. The Shem Kubetzas here says, it's yours enough still that you're responsible for it, even though Chazal said that other people could take it. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, call him a kalkulin v'rishus harabim, v'hiziku chayevim l'shalim, anyone who puts a dangerous item in the street and it damages your chayev to pay, v'cholakodim en zacha, and anyone who takes it is zocha. The Gemara will talk about what's the machlokas about. It sounds like it's the same shita. Tanakam and Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rashi quotes two opinions, the first one's in the Gemara, but we will see what the chiddush is. Hahovet, last line. Hahovet has a galal brushes arabim. What if somebody actually puts galal? Galal is dung, which is already fertilizer. They don't put straw to become fertilizer and to be trampled, but they actually put the dung in the street. Brushes arabim. Who's abu nachar chayiv enisko? Then for sure you're going to be chayiv. You put this in the street. Somebody trips on it. You're going to be chayiv. Fine. Says the Gemara Levi Masis and the Lord Rabbi Yehuda. Is our Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya. The Tosefta says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bishas Hotza Zvalim, at a time when people put their fertilizer out, Adamotzi Zivlo L'Rishus Arabim, people are allowed to put it out in the street. Vitzover Koshlo Shem Yom, and you can leave it there for a month, for 30 days, Kadeshiye Nisho Varagli Adam, Varagli Mehema, to allow people to trample on it and for it to become good compost. Why are you allowed to do this? Sha'amanas Kain Hinchul Yoshua Es Haaretz. When Yeshua Benun brought Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, he made 10 takanas. We're going to see these later on Daf Pei. Pei Aleph. We're going to list off. Rabbi Yeshua made 10 societal laws, which have to do with society functioning together and implicit mechila by each of the people involved. So this was one of them. Rabbi Yeshua says, Yeshua Benun made it that you could put your stuff in the street in order to get trampled. So is our Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to do it. Our Mishnah says you're chayiv if you do it. So is that against each other? Says the Gemara, no. Afilu teim Rabbi Yehuda. Mode Rabbi Yehuda, Hashem Hizik, Mishalim, Hashem Hizik. No. Rabbi Yehuda would agree. You're allowed to do it, but even though you're allowed to do it, you're responsible. You're taking a risk. As we said earlier, not everything that you're chayiv to pay for is usher, right? If somebody lends money, the guy has a chayiv to pay, they didn't do anything wrong, there's no issur there. So here too, even though it's mutter, you are going to have to pay for it. Interesting. All of those takanas of Yeshua ben Nun were about to create achvareis and unity. Bnei Yisrael were going from the time of living with the mun to living with a natural society, with farming, with getting along with each other on their lands in the Nachal of Eretz Yisrael. So he made 10 laws in order for everybody to help foster achvareis. Okay, so the Gemara says the Mishnah can follow Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Mishnah 1 minute, but Vatna, we learned later on in the Mishnah, at the end of the sixth parak, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bener Chanaka Pater. Remember the case? The camel's walking by in the street. There's a candle outside. If the camel walks by and lights the candle, so then Pater, the owner of the camel, is going to be Pater. Why? The store owner is not going to be chayiv because he had reshus to put his candle out there because it's Chanukah. So, says the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean there by saying reshus? My la mishum reshus bezdin. Doesn't that mean he's going to be pater because he had reshus from bezdin to put it out? Which shows Rabbi Yehuda says, not only are you allowed to, but you're pater if there's damage caused. Says the Gemara, no, that case is different. Lo, Mishum Rishus Mitzvah. There you're potter if it damages because you had a mitzvah to do it. Our Mishum is just about a case where Beis Din allowed you to do it. Titania, Yehuda Omer, Bener Chanukah Potter, Rebbeishu Rishus Mitzvah. There's a difference between Rishus, you have authority, you have a permission because you're doing a mitzvah, or you have permission because Beis Din gave you permission. If Beis Din gave you permission, you could still be chayev if something damage is caused. If you're doing a mitzvah, that's your permission, then you're going to be putter. That's the case over there on daf samach beis. And the Rashba says here, an important line, it doesn't mean, not the Rashba there on daf samach beis, it doesn't mean any mitzvah. The Rashba says, you can't build your sukkah in the street. There's no specific mitzvah to build your sukkah in the street. Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is outside your door. So Dafka Ner Chanukah, the people, other people have to be wary that there might be Chanukah candles outside, and therefore they have to be responsible. Rishus de mitzvah, lo kola motzi rishus de mitzvah pater. Shilu asa sukkah de mitzvah, pesach besum yibachutz, v'uzkubo chayiv. Elakikam Rabbi Yehuda b'ner Chanukah, shu mitzvah lanicha pesach beso, mishum persume nisa. And that is why you are responsible in that case. Keep in mind, we'll have to talk about this when we get up to there on Daf Samach Beis, but that's one of the cases in Mishnayos where Chanukah is mentioned. Hilchas Chanukah is mentioned nowhere in Mishnayos, unlike Purim, which has Hilchas Megillah. That's one of the mysteries of Chanukah. One of the famous questions asked about Chanukah, why did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who lived hundreds of years after the Chanukah story, not put Hilchas Chanukah in Mishnayos, except for 8 tangential halachas? You know, when do you lane, and Bikurim, and here, damaging. So we'll have to touch on that at a later date. Period. Tashma, again, another question on this that Rabbi Yehuda is like our Mishnah. Tashma, kalelu sha'amru mutar l'kata b'rishas arabim. All those that say it's mutter to damage in the street and mezika chayavan l'shalim. Rabbi Yehuda poter! There we have a feirish. Rabbi Yehuda says patur. In a case if you were allowed to do it, you're going to be patur. Nothing to do with a mitzvah. Answer the Gemara, okay, fine. There's still a way to have Rabbi Yehuda like our Mishnah. Amar of Nachman, masnisim b'shelo b'shas hotzos valim. Rabbi Yehuda he. Maybe our Mishnah is not talking about the season where everybody puts out fertilizer. That's why even Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it's Asur and you're Chayef. Number one, you're Chayef because it's Asur. Or Rav Ashi Amar, Tibno v'kasho tnan, mishum de misharki. Our Mishnah is different because it's talking about straw. Straw is very slippery. So even if you want to say you could put other items into the street, but straw, tevin, and kash are you're more responsible for because they are slippery. Good. Weiter. Kol HaKodem En Zacha. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said you could put your tevin in the street. So the first line was you're responsible if somebody trips on it. So what are and anybody who wants could take it. You're chayiv if somebody damaged, and whoever wants could take it. So what are we talking about in the Mishnah? Amar Rav. Rav says, there's a machlokas between Rav and Zairi. Rav says, bein begufan, bein beshivchan. Rav says, whether people get damaged by the straw. Remember, you leave the straw out there, and let's say a month later, it turns into compost. As the month goes by, it becomes more valuable, because it goes from straw to compost. So it appreciates. So Rav says, when is this halacha? That whoever wants to take it could take it? Bein begufan, bein beshivchan. That's even the item itself or even the appreciated parts of it. Rav says even the item itself people could take. Zairi amar no. Beshivchan avalo begufan. No, the item itself is still yours. Nobody could take that. Only the appreciated compost that is being created, that is what people could take because that is why you're leaving it out there in the street. But my kamiflagi, so what's the smachlokas about between Rav and Zairi? Rav savar kansu gufa mishum shivchan. Rav says, the Rabbanan were kones, they find the guf, the principle, your item, mishum shevach. Because the shevach they're allowed to take, the Rabbanan say they can even take the guf, the item itself. Uziiri savar lo kansu gufa mishum shivchan. No, we not kones gufan mishum shivchan. So machlokas Rav and Zairi, when the Mishnah says, people could go out and take my item in the street, does that mean they can take the whole thing? Or they can only take the part that appreciates over the month. But they can't take the straw itself. Machlokas. Tanan. So the Gemara says, 1 second. But look at the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ahofech hazagala b'rishus harabim. The Mishnah said, if you put dung out in the streets, not straw, but you put actual, already fertilizer. V'huzak mohen acher, chayiv v'nizko. The Mishnah said, if somebody gets damaged by that, then you're chayiv for it. You're responsible. And that's a case which only has guf. There is no shevach there. Nothing is appreciating from dung. It is what it is. So there, what do you see? You're chayav ben nizko, and what does the Mishnah not say there? V'ilu kol hakodem zacha lo ktani. It doesn't say in the last line of the Mishnah that anybody who wants can take it. Only the Reish of the Mishnah says that. The Seif of the Mishnah says, no, you're chayav if it gets damaged, but whoever wants to take it cannot take it. Doesn't say that. So doesn't that show that Zairi is correct and not Rav? Because the last line of the Mishnah is like a case of guf. There is no shevach, and the Mishnah doesn't say that you're allowed to take it. So it's kasha on Rav, riot to Zairi. Answer, no. Tana l'resha v'wadin l'seifa. The first line of the Mishnah says anybody can take it. So read the second line in light of the first line also. Says the Gemara, no, you can't do that. V'hatani Allah asur mishum gezel. The Brisa talking about the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to take it. It's asur to take it. It's stealing. So the Gemara says, Kiktani asurin mishum gezel akulam astisan koi. No, that line is going back on the first part of the Mishnah too. Even on the Tevin and the Kash. Lo oso shakadam vizacha. And it's referring to the person who took it already. Reuven puts his straw into the street. Shimon comes and takes the straw. You know what the Mishnah says now? You can't steal it from Shimon because it belongs to Shimon. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Whoever wants to take it could take it from the street. But once a person takes it, it's theirs. And that's what it means, Asur Mishum Gezel. Says the Gemara, Balok Tani Achi, Bo Amen. It doesn't work. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It's not. The Mishnah says, Hamotzi Tivno V'kasha L'Rishas Arabim, Lizvalim, V'huzak Bohen Acher, Chayev B'nizko V'kolakot Mehen Zacha, U'mutter Mishum Gezel. The Brisa says, right, you see it's not here, but it's the Brisa. It's Mutter, the Risha, the first part of the Mishnah, the Brisa says, anybody can take it, and it's not stealing. And then the second line of the Mishnah says, Yahovech Hazakalabrish Hazarabim, Fuzek Bonacher Chayev Yazimishim Gezel. So you can't see Yazimishim Gezel is referring to both part of the Mishnah. So you see, it's split. Question, we're back to the question on Rav Raya to Zairi. What's the Kasha? Because the Seif of the Mishnah talks about dung, which has no Shevach. It's only Ikar, it's only Guf, and it says you're not allowed to take it. Right, that's a riot to Zairi, who says you're only allowed to take the goof. You're only allowed to take the shevach. You're not allowed to take the goof. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. No, galal karamis. You're asking me from the case of dung? No, there's a big difference. Even Rav would agree there. Why? Davar sheyesh bo shevach kansu gufa mishum shivcho. Anything that appreciates, so then we'd be fine. The principle mishum, the appreciation. Dabar she'ein bo shevach lo kansu. You're right, dung is different. But there we're not going to say dung is usher because dung doesn't appreciate. Rav only said that we're going to be kones, the guf, mishum, the shevach, where there's a case of shevach. So that's why you can't ask from the case of the seifa. Fine, last section for today, ibay luhu. L'divri ha'omer kansu gufa mishum shivchan, la'alter kansinan, o l'chimaisi shivcha kansinan. So fine, according to Rav, who says, we're kones the guf mishum the shevach, meaning you're even allowed to take the item itself, because the appreciation people could take, so you could even take the item. When are you allowed to take it? What if it hasn't appreciated yet? Can they take it the next day, right after you put it into the street? Or do they have to wait till it appreciates, till it starts becoming compost, and then they can take it? Do they have to wait? So tashma, bidikai rina galal. Well, isn't there a raya from the fact that we just had the past 10 lines? The Shakla Vitaria was about asking about compost and the galal, so the galal is just the goof. So you see, you're allowed to take it right away. So the Gemara says, Vitizbara, ki ayrina galal, mi kami delishni Rav Nachman. No, wait a minute, we asked about galal before Rav Nachman gave the answer. Labasa deshani Rav Nachman, mi ika lemir magalal klal. But once we gave the answer, we said that the seifa, the galal, is totally not shayach to the reisha. You can't bring that as a raya to either direction, and therefore we have no raya from the Mishnah. So we're back to the question, right? Does the person have to wait in order to take the guf or not? The Rambam, by the way, paskins, this Gemara's question is not answered. So Rambam paskins by deloy shita. You shouldn't, but if you took it, you could keep it. Right, that's the Rambam's answer to this question. But let's at least start, lema katanoi. The Gemara suggests, maybe this machlokes, between Rav and Zairi, whether you're kones, you find the extra, mishum the ikar, is just like the following machlokas tana. Fascinating machlokas. Let's start this now, and then we'll have to talk more about it tomorrow. Let's just see the machlokas, though, first. Shtar shakasabo ribis. There's a shtar that has ribis written in it. The shtar says that Reuven lent Shimon $100, and Shimon has to pay back $200. Mamish, the isser darais of interest is written in the shtar. Reb Meir says, unbelievable, that the Malvik cannot even collect the principal. Forget the 200. He cannot even collect the 100. Because Reb Meir says you fine the principal, mishum the extra. And the Chacham say, no, you can be gova the principal, but not the ribbis. So lema, so isn't this our machlokas exactly? Lema rav damak rabbi meir v'ziri damak rabbanon. Isn't this the same machlokas tanoim, whether you're gozer the extra mishub the ikker? And here, could you even not collect the principal because of the interest? And the Gemara says, amalacha. The Gemara said, no, maybe not. Amalacha rav. We'll read this line and then we'll have to talk about Tosfos tomorrow. Ana da amri afilu the rabbanon. Rav could say, no, I could go even like the Rabbanan Shita. Ad kal nokam Rabbanan Hasam. When does the Rabbanan say over there that it is, you're allowed to collect the principal Ela Karen de Batera? The first 100 was mutter to lend. So that's why the Rabbanan say that there. Aval hacha Karen Gufa Kamazik. But here, putting the straw out in the street, period, that's Asur. So that's why it's a problem. And that's why I could go like both opinions. V'ziri amalachan ziri also. Anad dami afilu Rabbi Meir. Ziri say I could go like Rabbi Meir. Akan lakama Rabbi Meir hasam ela demishas ksiva da avile suma. Rabbi Meir says there, you cannot even collect the principal because you did an aveira at the first moment. When you lent money with interest, it's already a problem. Aval hacha miyemer demazik. But here, who says the straw is going to cause any damage? If it didn't cause any damage, then lamaisa, you're not culpable at all. And therefore, this is not a parallel machlokas, period. What we'll have to start with tomorrow is, how is the shtar kosher at all? Eidim that sign on a shtar with ribbis are pasul eidim. So how could you collect anything? So that's Tosfos gives three answers, we'll have to see other answers, but Baruch Hashem, we'll start tomorrow with Lema Kahani Tanoi. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we had another Aschala here in camp.